Welcome to this podcast about Project Chariot and Cape Thompson in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Cape Thompson is a headland on the Chukchi Sea coast near the site of Project Chariot, about 41 miles northwest of Kivalina and about 31 miles southeast of Point Hope, Alaska. Chariot is at the mouth of Ogotoruk Creek between Sigrikpak Ridge to the east and Salagvik Ridge, the topographic feature of Cape Thompson, to the west. The first known Europeans to sight the Cape were Mikhail Vasilyev on Otkriti and Gleb Shishmaryov on Blagonamureni, who in 1820 explored Alaska's coast from Kotzebue Sound to Icy Cape for the Imperial Russian Navy. They named the headland Mize Record after Admiral Peter Ivanovich Record, then governor of Kamchatka. In 1826, Lieutenant Frederick W. Beechey named it after Sir John Dease Thompson, a Royal Navy commissioner. Beechey misspelled the name Thompson on his chart, which cartographers subsequently copied. Cape Thompson is the southern expression of the Lisburne Hills, which extend north to Cape Lisburne and generally form the Lisburne Peninsula. The underlying bedrock at Chariot comprises marine sedimentary rocks that are successively younger from west to east. Limestone and dolomite beds that developed during the Mississippian Age, roughly 359 to 323 million years ago, predominate in the western part of the area and at Chariot. The bedrock is covered by a few inches to tens of feet of unconsolidated Quaternary sedimentary deposits, peat, and tundra. The Inupiaq at Point Hope historically called Cape Thompson Wivag Garvitog, which means near Cape, and it was an area where they hunted caribou and birds and gathered eggs each summer. In 1826, when Beechey visited, several Point Hope families were camped near the Cape. The area south of Cape Thompson was the site of a fierce battle between the Tikaramiut people of Point Hope and the Nuwataramiut people of the upper Nuwataq River. In 1838, an expedition led by Alexander F. Kasheverov discovered human bones strewn among the steep slopes and several graves in shallow holes. The bodies in the graves were those of Tikaramiut people of Point Hope, placed there by their compatriots after the fight. The bones lying around belonged to the encroaching Nuwataramiut people, but had already been scavenged by foxes and birds. In 1924, when Knud Rasmussen traversed the Canadian and Alaskan Arctic coast on the 5th Thule expedition, he visited Charles Brower in Utqiagvik, who talked about the battle. According to Rasmussen, the Inupiat, who lived between Norton Sound and the Arctic Ocean, were known for their warlike nature. The different tribes were constantly feuding among themselves and were often hostile to people who encroached on their territory. Fighters were mostly armed with bows and arrows, had breastplates armored with walrus bone or tusks, and carried great saw-toothed clubs designed to crush an enemy's skull. Chariot was named after Project Chariot, a proposal by the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission in 1958 to construct an artificial harbor at the mouth of Ogotoruk Creek by burying and detonating a series of nuclear devices as part of Project Plowshare. Plowshare was the overall American program for developing techniques to use nuclear explosives for peaceful construction purposes such as rock blasting, stimulation of tight gas, chemical element manufacture, and probing the composition of the Earth's deep crust. Many plowshare projects were proposed in Alaska, mostly for harbor construction and navigational channels. The plan was championed by Edward Teller, who traveled throughout the state touting the harbor as an important economic development. Alaskan political leaders, newspaper editors, the state university's president, and even church groups all rallied in support of the massive detonation. Opposition came from the village of Point Hope and a few scientists. Although the detonation never occurred, the site was radioactively contaminated by an experiment to estimate the effect of radioactive debris on water sources. Radioactive material from a nuclear explosion at the Nevada test site was transported to the Chariot site in August 1962, then used in several experiments and buried. Residents did not learn of these experiments until research documents were declassified in the 1990s. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.